Report: Bound woman jumps 8 stories from DC apartment building to flee attacker. By Nick Gilbertson on April 22, 2022. A police report states a woman, bound at the feet and hands, leapt from the 8th story of a Washington, D.C. apartment building while fleeing an attack Thursday night, according to WTTG. At a press conference at the scene, 2nd District Commander Duncan Bedlian said the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, was called to the 4500 block of Connecticut Avenue, NW, at 7:06 p.m. in a tweet. The department said the incident was of a domestic nature. The victim, who told police an assailant had tied her at the hands and feet during an assault inside one of the building's apartments, jumped from the building after breaking free from her attacker, WWTG reported, citing the police report. There was some type of rope or item tied around parts of her body, her legs specifically, Bedlian said. Citizens on the street located the victim in a mulch bed, according to WWTG. They subsequently rushed to her aid and alerted authorities. Officers arrived and found her suffering from significant injuries, Bedlian told reporters. She was taken to an area hospital where she is being treated. She is stable right now but in critical condition. He noted that a firearm was recovered from a unit in the apartment building, adding that there were no reports of gunshots or a gun being flashed. A distraught individual, who WWTG reported was 22-year-old K.Y. Lee Jamal Palmer, arrived on the scene while police were conducting an investigation and provided law enforcement with information that indicated he was a suspect in the case, according to the district commander. Police apprehended and booked Palmer on charges of assault with intent to kill, possession of an unregistered firearm, and possession of a large-capacity ammunition feeding device, WWTG said. The district commander said 18-month-old Kylie Palmer, whose parents are the suspect and the victim, was reported missing earlier in the day but was found just before the press conference. This child was a child in common between the victim and the suspect, and at this time, we are exploring the fact that they may have a residential nexus, he explained. Bedlian said the child was safely found with a family member in Washington, D.C., but would provide no further information on the matter, noting the investigation is ongoing.